truly there is none like our Lord and our Savior. And that's why we gather each Sunday as a group of believers to acknowledge him, to give him glory, to give him honor. For he is excellent. For he is excellent. And we just thank God. We just thank God. God, we just thank you. Let us pray. God, we just thank you, Lord God. God, we just thank you, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for Jesus. God, we just thank you, Lord God. God, we thank you. Does anybody else have a Thanksgiving in their spirit this morning? Just let God know that you're grateful, you're thankful this morning, Lord God. God, we are so grateful. God, thank you, Lord God. God, thank you, Lord God. God, thank you. God, thank you, Lord God. Thank you. I don't know what they're thanking you for, God. But God, I thank you this morning. God, it could have been the other way, God, but you've shown us grace and mercy over and over and over and over and over and over again, God. And God, we say thank you. Thank you, Lord. God, you've been so good to us, even when we weren't good to ourselves, God. God, you've been so good to us, Lord. We thank you,
God. You know you've been so
say, he made a way, you all. I don't know whether you've ever been in that tight place, and God just made a way for you, Lord. You didn't know which way you were going to turn, but he made a way, you all.
Lord, you made a way.
Thank you, God. By myself, you all.
Made a way.
He made a way for me. Yeah, I've been in some tight places, you all. And I've been in some painful places, but he made a way for me.
Made a way.
Father and our God, Lord, we bow this morning, God, to say just thank you again, God. Thank you for being our way maker, God, our promise keeper, our miracle worker, God, in the light and darkness, God. We thank you, Lord God. God, we thank you that you forgive us when we fall short of your glory, and you love us still, and you restore us in the right relationship, Lord God. So, God, we thank you for Jesus, that, God, you loved us so much that you came down to earth to see about us in the form of a baby. And, God, we celebrate this season, Lord. We celebrate your love, God. Now, God, as we gather as believers in your word, meet each and every person right where they are, Lord God. Meet their needs, Lord God, as only you can, according to your riches and glory, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we just look to Jesus during this Advent season, God. God, help us to stay focused and grateful, Lord God. So Holy Spirit, move through this place now. Holy Spirit, rise up in me, Lord God, and remove anything that is not like thee. That if you give me the word for the people, that I will stand here boldly, Lord God, and declare it, Lord God. God, yes, I've said yes, completely yes, so many years ago, and there's no turning back. So God, speak to my heart, Lord God, that I may speak to your people, Lord God. Have your way, God. Let your power, your anointing, your glory, your presence be felt throughout this building. It's in the name of Jesus the Christ that we do pray. And let the believers say amen, amen, and amen. God, we love you. Oh, yes, we do. A message this morning is from the gospel according to Luke. During this season, we acknowledge the birth of Christ. So I ask that you get a Bible if one is close to you. If you brought your own personal Bible, please go to the second chapter of the Gospel according to Luke and please stand. I ask that you open your spiritual ears because many times people assume that they already know what the preacher's going to say and they've already read this passage of Scripture before. But my prayer is that God will speak something new and fresh in your spirit this morning. So when you're found it, please stand. Don't assume that God can't do a new thing in you, even with old scripture that's from many years ago. Don't assume, because somebody said, my God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we even ask or think. So we're going to the second chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke, and we're going to start with verse 8. God, thank you for your love. And the subtitle in my Bible, which is the NIV version, it says, Shepherds Visit Jesus. So the second chapter of St. Luke, starting with verse 8, and it reads this way in the NIV version of the Bible. And there were shepherds living out in the fields thereby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they were told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they were told. You may be seated. You may be seated. Praise the Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord God. We thank you. God, we thank you for what you're going to do even in advance now as we find our seats and settle ourselves. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you just find the place where you're comfortable until we get through this message. Amen. And the title God is giving us this morning is The World Needs the Good News. The world needs the good news. Yes, God, we hear so much about bad news that the church must recognize that the world needs the good news. And during this Christmas season, many of us are searching for the perfect gift to give to someone we care about. And others are wishing and praying to receive that perfect gift. Come on, am I right about it? So in the times that we live, we must deal with the reality of what's going on. See, for Christmas and for many people, this word has become synonymous with materialism. Can I just talk to you all for a while? And let's be real. This year, the National Retail Federation has projected that Americans will spend more than $600 billion, in which most of the money will be spent for Christmas gifts. So I wonder why so many people are homeless and hungry. During this Christmas season, it is projected that Americans will spend $600 billion on Christmas gifts. So as I was preparing this message, Holy Spirit help me, because they're looking because they want their gifts. Amen. So as I was preparing this message, I wondered, when did Christians and Christmas really become so materialized, commercialized? Let's just put it that way. When did the people of God start to focus more on material things during this season than the perfect gift and the good news of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior? Somebody just kind of walk with me. I'm going to try to get where God has us going this morning. Many will skip going to church, skip Bible study, skip rehearsals to go shopping and to go to Christmas parties. See, I'm not talking about non-believers. I am referring to the church, the believers, the one who've confessed Jesus as Lord and Savior. See, I wonder when I'm talking about all of us, the church, started to focus more on shopping, receiving and giving of gifts instead of the perfect gift from God, the good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So as I was praying and preparing, I read that the early church, come on somebody, did not celebrate the birth of Jesus. When the church was established, they did not celebrate the birth. See, I can imagine they spent their time in praising and worshiping and celebrating God, Jesus, daily. So as I went on to do more research, and we need to know, we say we're Christians, we should understand our Christian journey and how the faith got started. So it says around AD 440 that the church officially proclaimed December 25th as the birth of Christ. And many of you realize there is much debate about whether this is the actually birth of Christ. Have you ever heard that? That is not the birth of Christ. That's not his birthday. And Brother Brian called me on Friday because he was confronted with a debate about this same thing. When was Jesus born? Why are you Christians celebrating on December 25th? So I said to him that this date is not important because as believers, we must keep the main thing the main thing. Jesus came to earth to see about us. God sent Jesus, for God so loved the world that he gave us this perfect gift. So if you believe in Jesus, it doesn't matter whether he was born on the 25th, the 26th, the 27th. It really doesn't matter. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save it. So that's what we're celebrating. We're celebrating what God did through Jesus, you all. So don't get into these debates about the date. If you believe in Christ, that's all that matters. You thank them for their opinion, and you go and you praise, and you celebrate your God. Let somebody say amen. The main thing is that God loved us so much that he decided to come to earth in the form of a baby, you all. That's love. The Bible says, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they should call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. See, that's good news. Somebody needs to tell the world. The world needs to know about the real good news, you all. Jesus was born, number one. Jesus walked the earth, number two. He preached about the kingdom of God. He healed you all. He forgave. He delivered people from demons. That's what we need to be talking about, and not about a birthday. Jesus showed us how to love one another, how to forgive one another. And at that point in time, they say, the Bible says he was crucified. He died. He was buried. This is what we need to be celebrating. Third day, he got up with all power in his hand and seated on the right hand of God the Father. That's what we're celebrating. It's not about a date. So the world needs to know this. The world needs to know the real good news. And it's up to us to share that with them. Just, I'm going to say this to help somebody out a little bit. Yeah, it's okay to give gifts and receive gifts. But God is saying to the church, don't lose sight of that perfect gift. It is all about God's redemptive plan for salvation for all of us, you all. So don't leave Christ out of your Christmas celebration. Please don't leave Christ out. See, I'm just amazed about the unsaved say, I don't believe in a God. I don't believe in your Jesus. But they're out in the mall shopping, telling people Merry Christmas. Spending money. I don't believe in Jesus. Merry Christmas. Shopping. Somebody needs to help them and let them know why we celebrate Christmas, y'all. Somebody say amen. I know I'm right about that. Now, don't y'all have unsaved people in your family shopping saying Merry Christmas? Now, come on. Come somebody. I'll finish quick if you talk back to me. But this season, I challenge you to tell the world about the real good news. Tell somebody about Jesus. So let's go to our morning text where the physician Luke He writes this account of the life of Jesus. He wants us to know that Jesus was the perfect human, and he was the Savior of the world. And he didn't just come for the Jews. He came for all of us, you all. So as we focus on this scripture on the birth of Jesus, it's a familiar story, but open your spiritual ears. Let's see what God is going to say to us. It talked about the obedience of Joseph and Mary, and that's so important as believers, being obedient. See, Mary was pregnant, and so they went on to Nazareth, to Bethlehem, because there was a census going on. You all know about this story. And when she got there, she had the baby, you all. The baby came early. I don't know whether it was the 25th, but the main thing is God made his way into the earth realm, and that's all that's important. See, this baby was a special baby, special baby. See, because he was God in the flesh. See, this is hard for some people to even understand, but it was God coming to earth to save all of us. We're told that he was born in a stable, and the surroundings were dirty and dark in that stable. So that's why a lot of people didn't believe it, because they didn't expect the Messiah, a king, to come in such a surrounding. See, he was God, so why would he not come in royalty? But God had a point to make to all of us, Lord God. God can do whatever God wants when he wants to do it. He's God all by himself. So he chose this unlikely poor couple in an unlikely environment to show that he can identify with the poor, the underprivileged, and not just the rich and the wealthy, not just the Pharisee and the Sadducees. God wanted us to know that he had come for all of us. See, the birth of Jesus, help me, was just fulfilling the prophecy of God's divine plan for humanity. See, this is all about you all. So, Holy Spirit, I need for you all. Holy Spirit, I just need your help in the name of Jesus. So many of our children, and this is amazing to me, and family members have never heard the good news. They have never heard about God. Talk to some of the children that you encounter. No one has taught them about God. So I believe Abundant Life, we are challenged this season as people are saying Merry Christmas in your families, in your communities, that you pause and just see whether they really understand what we're celebrating, why we're celebrating, why the world needs the good news. So according to Luke's gospel, the first to visit the child was the shepherds. And in those days, the shepherds were looked upon with disgust. They were low ranking to the main society, you all. But God was still sending a powerful message. See, God singled out them for his purpose. By entering history this way, using the shepherds, God wanted us to know that he cared for the oppressed, the powerless, the homeless, the hungry. The announcement was given to the shepherds, I believe, because they would accept the fact that God said it, that settles it, and it was a truth to be shared. See, I believe, somebody help me, if God had gone to the Sadducees or the Pharisees, in my mind, I could imagine them calling a meeting first. See, we need some documentation to prove that Jesus qualified to be the Messiah. I can imagine one would even ask the question, can anything come? Anything good come out of Nazareth? See, God knows the hearts of his people, and God does the choosing, you all. So I'm just so grateful that God doesn't look at what man looks at, because I believe if man looked at me, I would not be standing here today. I'm just so glad that God looks at the hearts of his people, and God can use even you or anybody he chooses. So he chose those shepherds to be the first witness to go and tell the world the Christ was born. Think about it. They were out in the field, dusty and dirty, and nobody wanted to really be bothered with them. But God chose them so God could even choose us. See, that's the good news. If you're willing, if you have a heart for God, God can even choose you. See, the Messiah, they had been waiting for him. They had been praying for him. The Jewish people were waiting for the Messiah to come and take care of the Romans and get the Romans out of their way. But that was not God's plan. And some people are still waiting on the Messiah. And we are told that Messiahs would come, Messiahs would go. Crisis would come, crisis would go, and in their minds, no Messiah. False Messiahs would come, false Messiahs would go. In every age, there are religious fakes who exploit the selfish people for their selfish gain, you all. So we always have to be so mindful because when people are in desperate situations, they're looking for hope and they'll grab onto anything. So people are still saying, I'm waiting on the Messiah. So therefore, as the church, we must tell the good news because the world needs this good news. Jesus has come, you all, in his first advent, and Jesus is coming back again. The Bible tells us that he was in the world. The world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own. That's what the word says, and his own did not receive him. Jesus was all that they needed, and he's still all that we need, but people are still searching all over, trying to find someone to look up to. They're still searching for the Messiah, but this day we are declaring that Jesus is the Christ. He is the anointed one. He is Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Amen. So we don't have to wait on the Messiah anymore. Jesus has come, and you must believe it in order for this to work for you. Just like the Jewish people, the Israelites, our world is full of many challenges and many struggles. And yes, I hear bad news every day. If you listen to CNN and any of those other channels, there's bad news every day. But there's good news to be told. Today, Jesus is available to all of us. See, that's what Jesus is available to all of us. See, we have to believe that, and we can't focus on what we hear. We have to focus on what we believe, and that's the truth. You cannot believe everything that you even see or hear on TV, y'all. In the news, you must focus. What is the real truth? The truth is in the Word of God. So we must read it, study it, and believe it and apply it to our lives. Because in this world, there is injustice. You all know that. Hatred. Rumors of wars, poverty, starvation. And sometimes even believers begin to feel hopeless. But Jesus said, I've come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. But you must believe it. Even among believers, we get discouraged. Come on, help me out. Because this is all about the good news, and I pray someone will hear something today that will make a difference. But God is saying to us, I need for you to believe me. I need for you to believe my word. Then I need for you to share my word with others. He said, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and in the Son and the Holy Spirit. The question is that's asked many times in Bible study is that we recognize that God loves us, but does God know that we love him? So as we go through this Advent season, does God know that we love him? As believers, we say all the time, yeah, we love Lord, we love God. But based on what we do on a regular basis and daily, does God know that you love him? So despite us, God loves us still. He loved us so very much that he put this divine plan in motion. The prophet Isaiah wrote about it. The prophet Micah wrote about it, that Jesus was coming to save all people. And that's the good news that we need to share during this season. The world needs to hear the good news. Will you be one of those to share it? Will you really? The Bible says that God so loved the world. Will you tell somebody that he gave his one and only son? That whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. This is what it's all about, you all. God entered into the world through Jesus to help the poor, the oppressed, the powerless. But God needs vessels to use. Are you willing to be a vessel for Christ? As Jesus walked the earth, he did just what he said. He ministered to the oppressed. Will you? He ministered to the downtrodden. Will you? He healed the persons that were sick. Will you lay hands on the sick and trust that God will heal them? See, the good news is that this little baby boy that we celebrate, born to Mary in this stable more than 2,000 years ago, truly is the Christ, truly is the Savior of the world. And we do not have to look for another. And that's what I want to kind of leave with you this day. As you prepare to celebrate the holiday, Christmas, with your family and friends, please, in the name of Jesus, do not leave Jesus out of your celebration. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because truly, this is good news for the entire world. God gave us the perfect gift of love, but yet we use our time to hate each other. We use our time to talk about and gossip about each other. We use our time to do things that are not pleasing to thee. So I'm just appealing to our church today that as we move forward to 2019, that we will remember this message, the love message. The greatest love of all is what God did for us through Jesus. So if we look back to our text this morning, I just want to share this thought with you. Now, there were in the same country shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. The angel of the Lord told the shepherds first about the birth of Christ. It is not surprising that the shepherds were included in that Advent story, because throughout the Bibles, shepherds were associated with the saving grace of God. Although the shepherds were looked upon in a negative way, and sometimes people look at us in the same way, but God saw something in them, in their hearts, that he could trust. And Jesus, in his earthly ministry, was referred to as the Good Shepherd. And he further states that Good Shepherd gives his life for his sheep. So what I discovered as I was reading about the shepherd, that the shepherd would guard the door and take care of his sheep. So we thank God this season for the Good Shepherd, the one that takes care of us, the one that watches over us, the one that provides for us, you all. And this is what we should be telling the world about and celebrating this season. So be clear that Jesus came as God's divine plan for all of us. God did not want any of us to perish, you all. So he allowed Jesus to die for our sins. And be clear that there is no sin. I don't know who God is talking to right now, but there is no sin that you have done or committed that would separate you from the love of God. Your sins have been covered by the blood of Jesus, Mary's little baby. And that's good news. And that's the news that the world needs to hear. The Apostle Paul wrote it this way, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers or anything present that can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus." Too often as believers, we may walk around guilty, blocking our blessings because we carry this heavy load. But the good news is that Jesus paid the price for all of it. His birth is only the beginning of the story, you all. But he came with purpose to save us all. So as you celebrate Christmas and this Advent season, I pray that you celebrate the love of God. I pray that you celebrate the greatest love story that has ever been told. And then I pray that you'll tell the world, a needy world, about the goodness of your Lord and Savior. So as I truly begin to close, I ask you, will you be a carrier of this good news? This is for you to reflect this morning. Will you be a carrier of this good news? Will you be a carrier of this good news? See, I don't know who God is speaking to this morning, because many of you may have really shopping and different things on your mind. But as you move from this sanctuary today, move with thanksgiving in your heart and be thankful for what Jesus has done for us all. So as I commit to celebrate this Advent season, I charge you to do the same. Because of God's agape love, remember, you're saved, you're whole, you're delivered, you're set free, and we can truly say joy to the world. The Lord is come. He has saved our soul, you all. He's made us whole. Let us praise God for what he's done just for us. Somebody stand all over the sanctuary. God loves us. Someone said, what does love have to do with it? When it comes to God's love, it has everything to do with it. Hallelujah. I sing in my spirit during this time is how great is our God. There is no greater love than the love God has demonstrated to us through Jesus. Jesus brings hope. And many times we sing, our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. God, help me get through this and give you glory, because what's in my heart is that sometimes we take for granted what God has done for all of us. Sometimes we simply take for granted that Jesus really came for us, that Jesus really died for us, you all. But I pray during this season that you would begin to reflect on that. For he rules the world with truth and grace. God, we thank you for Jesus. That's all I can say.
Thank you.
The world needs this good news. Will you share it? The world needs this good news. Will you share it? See, nobody can answer this but you. Will you say, yes, Lord? I love you so much, and you've done so much to save my soul, that I will be a witness to you, for you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I will trust you and obey. Yes, Lord, I'm going to tell somebody about Jesus. Yes, Lord, if I don't get the things I want for Christmas, I'm going to still worship and praise you. Just like these shepherds, once they saw the babe, we're told that they went out and they glorified God. They gave praise to God for what he had done for the world. So we simply want to end with this. See, praise is what we do. Because we want God to know we love him. We are thankful for this Christmas season. So I pray that you depart this sanctuary today, thanking God for his love. That's what I do. Just thank God for his love. Because he didn't have to do it, you all. Depart this sanctuary on this Christmas, this Advent season Sunday, thanking God for his love. All we have to do is accept it. Truly, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, who came in the form of a babe, that we may have life and have it more abundantly. God loves you. I don't know what you will get for Christmas or what you won't get for Christmas, but you already have the perfect gift. You have the Son, and I'm just going to end with that. For God so loved the world. That's you. So you can point to God so loved the world, and he just loved me. He sent Jesus. He did send Jesus. So we thank God for Jesus. Yes, my message took